New microphone. What I'm gonna do? Reform. This microphone is very sensitive, so might be too sensitive. I don't know if it's too sensitive. But let's see if we like it. Let's see if we enjoy it. Let's see if it's a fun microphone. And okay, so in the first panel. Don't you wish we were married? But we are. Or did you mean to each other? I've got to have you. Let's murder our spouses. Murder. You sick animal. I love it when you talk to me that way. Come here. And Calvin, final panel, he's smiling very big and he says, sometimes I think I learn more when I stay home from school. Set fire to my bed mattress. And Calvin's mom says, no, Calvin. And he says, can I ride my tricycle on the roof? And she says, no, Calvin. And he says, well then, can I have a cookie? And she says, no, Calvin. And he thinks to himself, she's on to me. He was trying to overstep his bounds a little bit, you know, and hope she would say no to things, and then whenever he asked for a cookie, she would say yes, because, you know, it's much easier to give a little boy a cookie than say, have him sit in his mattress on fire. He says, no, Mom, don't put me to bed. I instructed Hobbs to messily devour anyone who brings me in before 9 p.m. And the next panel, his mom says, your stuffed tiger is in the washing machine. And she's putting Hobbs inside the washing machine. And then Calvin is in bed. Fine time to take a bath, and Hobbs has his tongue out, you know, and he's giving him a little raspberry, and he says, listen, just because you never take one. Now, in this, I think the joke he thinks that Calvin maybe should take the bow ever so often more. Let's move on. In the next comic, Calvin is watching Hobbs, who is drawing something, and Calvin says, "Did you watch the movie on TV last night?" And Hobbs says, "Nope." And Calvin asks, "Did you watch the game then?" And Hobbs says, "Nope." And Calvin says, "Did you watch any TV last night?" And Hobbs says, "Nope." And Calvin asks him, "What did you watch?" Now I think this is commentary. Watching stuff. Now the thing that's very odd, might be very odd to our younger listeners here, is Calvin is saying, "Did you watch the movie on TV last night or the game on TV last night?" And Hobbs is saying, "No, this comic came out back in 1985. Back then, it's not like it is now. It's streaming and you can just watch whatever you want, whenever you want." So, when Calvin asks about the movie, there might have only been like one movie playing on TV that night. Could you believe that? Only one movie or one game going on. And then when it's over, in this next comic, Calvin has a box he's sitting at, and it says insurance, 50 cents in front of it. He's got a little business set up, and Susie is walking by, and she says, "Insurance? What a dumb idea. Why would anyone buy insurance from you?" And then the final comic, five panels. Lung with a sound effect that's like thwopping. It seems that he has shot Susie with his slingshot. Now, I used to work in insurance. I don't know if you know that. Insurance, first of all, insurance for 50 cents. That's a bargain. That's his deal. Spaceman Spiff. And he's zapping through the atmosphere and says, "We join our hero Megasworks above planet Gloop." And then it says, "Spaceman Spiff, conqueror of the cosmos, is pursued by the hideous scum beings of planet Q13. Spiff's hyper freem drive malfunctions. The aliens close in. Suddenly, a searing bolt of deadly frap ray slices across the blackness. Our hero is unfazed. Another bolt. Spiff is hit. There's an explosion. Spiff is going down. Can he make it? Is this the end?" And we see in real life Calvin is sliding down the slide, and he's saying, and then he's on the surface of a planet, and Spiff's alive. He made it. And Calvin in real life is kissing the ground. He's saying, "I'm alive. Ha ha ha. I kiss the sweet ground." And his teacher says, "Maybe you should play on the swings, Calvin." Now this, I guess, once again, is Calvin's imagination getting away from him. You know, he, I guess he